Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back again on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you doing, buddy?
Brother Spike, I tell you, four games is too long to have to witness bad baseball. Last night, the boys were back. Bryce was back. Trey T, back twice. Love it. Jackie Baseball, got to be feeling good today. Although, yeah, I'm not really sure how you should be feeling today.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It'll be addressed at 2:30. I don't need to holler at your boy. It'll be addressed at 2:30.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So an official statement from Jack Fritz about Joe DiCamera at 2:30.
Yeah.
That's what we have to wait until 2:30.
Yeah. I mean, you do.
Right.
Everyone has to wait.
Okay.
All right.
I'm feeling
good. A little testy earlier.
I see it.
All right.
Just make sure the aggression is sort of pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, not at us.
We're your friends.
Yeah, yes. Relax. Larry Anderson joins us at 3. Broads joins us for Flyers 50 at 3:30. New Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings with a new first-time entrant.
Uh-oh.
Happens at 4:30. But Phils win last night, 8-3, stopped the four-game losing streak. Bryce homers in his first at-bat back. And Trey Turner, two home runs last night. It's nice to see the power back with Trey as well, you know? It's been incrementally coming back. What's he got, 8 home runs?
He's got seven. By the way.
Yeah.
Every single one of them has been on the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
It's quite the stat.
Might need another standing O.
No, I think he's fine.
Okay.
I think he's fine. But all we hear about is, oh, my God, his defense. He made an error on Sunday. It cost him the game. All I hear over and over and over and over again, Trey Turner defense, Trey Turner this, get him to the outfield. The guy's leading the National League in hits right now. I mean, he's leading the National League in hits right now. By war, he's like the third most valuable shortstop in baseball. And if his defense wasn't, of course, it's a question mark. It's shaky. I get it. But, like, we've gotten to the point where, like, the Trey Turner conversation, I feel like, has gotten so out of hand to where we've actually started underappreciating what Trey Turner brings to this team offensively because we're so obsessed with this idea that he's just giving away games defensively. The error on Sunday sucked. It totally sucked. It cost him a game. I get it. That was first error in a month. Like, if you can't see that he's made some incremental improvements defensively, like, I don't know what to tell you. I just think that it had gone so far to now, like, people aren't willing to say, this guy's a really great player. He's still a great player. And I think we've actually gotten to the point where we underappreciate and underrate how great of a player Trey Turner is.
Okay, can I paint this scenario for you? Because I think Trey Turner he's had a great year offensively this year. And that is all well and good. I think Trey Turner is a good player, right? It's all well and good during the regular season. Lead the league in hits, hit 300, blah, 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 blah. But all I keep seeing when you say that we make the defense thing too big a deal is I keep thinking to myself, it's going to be the NLDS or it's going to be the NLCS. It's going to be a 3-2 game in the seventh inning. There's going to be a guy on second with two outs, and there's going to be a ground ball to shortstop, and he's going to boot one. And the run's going to score, and we're going to lose the game because of that defense. So isn't it possible that the defense will show itself like that little, you know, that little thing that you're saying now is a little thing in the regular season, but is a big thing in the playoffs?
Well, yeah, but like anyone can make an error at any point. And if you want to bring that up, okay, I hear you. He could. He also made an unbelievable defensive play in the 2023 NLDS Game 1 that saved the game. Like and I mean, obviously no one's going to bring that up when we talk about Trey Turner's defense, but it's not like...
Don't even remember it.
It was a ridiculous play. You should remember it. It was special.
Well, bad players make good defensive plays.
Well, yeah.
Bad defensive players make good defensive plays.
I get it,
plays.
But like to worry about the... I just think that we do the same thing with the whole Hoskins conversation, where we let the idea of his defense outweigh what he does offensively, and the defense of Trey is not great, but I think that we're letting it outshine what he brings to this team from an offensive standpoint. He's continuing to show that. I mean, two home runs last night. He could have had a triple last night if not a great play by Vlad Guerrero. I mean, he had three hits on the night. The Trey Turner thing, I think, has gone so far into saying what a bust of a signing and because of his defense, rather than, wow, we still have a really good player here.
215-592-9494. Do you think we make too big a deal out of Trey Turner's defense? I actually don't think so. I do agree maybe that it overshadows the hitting a little too much, but I understand the concern about the defense because I feel like it could rear its head in the most crucial situation, the defense. That's what I'm worried about, is that like we have an error in the NLCS. The 216 hits during the regular season is not going to matter anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? And I'm not saying that's not a legit concern. But here's where I will sort of lean more towards Fritz with this with Trey Turner. He has been better this year. It doesn't mean he doesn't still have issues over there, and he certainly isn't playing the shortstop position at an above average level to where he takes away runs, he takes away hits over there. You just really want him making routine plays and not screwing things up. I know how simplistic that sounds, and that may sound a little bit disrespectful to him. That's not my intention. I'm actually good with Trey Turner. When I hear he only has five errors this season, and Jack just said he hasn't had, that's his first one in a month. That's progress to some degree.
How many errors did he have last year or 2 years ago?
All 17, he has 45.
He's got 45 in two and a half years.
It's right. Like two and a third.
And yeah. I don't even know, is five in 60 games good? Like,
well,
you say only
to what
five.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, that's a 15 error season. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think, like, I understand what you're saying. I understand that sometimes the defense overshadows it. But, like, the point of the Phillies at this point is winning in the playoffs.
Sure.
And, at the end of the day, my concern with – and I think Trey Turner's a good ball player, for sure. But my concern with Trey Turner's defense is not in the regular season. It's not over 162 games. It's in a seven-game series when an error in a seven-game series that could cost you the game could cost you the season.
Yeah, but that's not changing, though.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you have to just hope the offense is going to outweigh the defense.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the way I view this with Trey Turner. I am much more focused in on him in the bottom of the eighth or the bottom of the ninth or top of the eighth, top of the ninth if you're on the road and needing a big hit to get a rally going, right, or extend a rally. And do I believe he's going to be able to come through in that situation versus – I'm concerned he's going to get a ball hit to him late in the game and he's going to boot it. I know that's there, but that's way down the totem pole of concerns. The hitting aspect is what you're truly concerned with if you're looking at Trey Turner. And he's starting to hit the ball, couple home runs last night, I'll take it. And if he's going to be that guy, I'll take my chances with him defensively. I'll take my – because first of all, what else are you going to do? I mean, you can go Sosa there, but then you don't get the bat.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, you just have to hope it's not going to be – hope that it's not going to rear its ugly head at the worst possible time. But I actually think, like, you're – I just think you're blindfolding your way through this if you're saying
a little bit.
Yeah, like I think truly
same for people who would want Rhys Hoskins here.
Of course.
You're overlooking what he does at first base defensively because you want what he gives you offensively.
Yeah, but shortstop is a bigger deal defensively than first base is.
Sure.
Until you drop a ball over there at first base.
Shortstop. And it's made worse by the fact that
Rhys drops a ball over there.
It's made worse by the fact that Bohm's over there, too, for sure, who's an average to below average third baseman.
Oh, like a cat last night. Like an
average to above average third baseman.
Nah.
Stop. How are you going to say that the day after that play last night?
All right, great.
How's he gonna come over here and say that today?
I don't
the roll into the 2020s.
I don't think people make it too big a deal of his
they
defense.
They do though.
No. Because here the point to the Phillies this year is winning the World Series. It's not hits during the regular season. It's not regular season wins. It's not hitting 300. It's none of those things. It's winning in the playoffs. But
what matters more, Spike? Like you didn't sign Trey Turner to be Jimmy Rollins defensively. Like you signed Trey Turner to hit in the postseason, and like last year in the Mets series wasn't great. Overall, his numbers have been fine in the postseason. I hear what you're saying. Like if we're here to win the World Series, guess what? If he was hitting 260, yeah, I would say the defense is an issue. I get it, but we focus so much on the defense when the guy's leading the National League in hits is going to be the All Star again. He's not going to start because Lindor's been so good, but he's going to make the All Star team again. He's going to be a 2-time All Star in his 3 years here, and after that, he was horrible in the first half of 23, and then was best player in baseball after the standing ovations. Like. He's talked about like he's been a bum here, and he just hasn't been a bum here. He hasn't been a bum.
That's true.
Well, he hasn't
that's
been
true.
A bum, but
hasn't been a superstar.
With a giant contract and with great expectations comes great responsibility. And the fact is that as good as he's been, he has not lived up to what people expect from him. And honestly, the defense thing. Every time a ground ball gets hit to him, I think about it. And like that's not a position where I want to be thinking about the guy booting it every time the ball goes his way. And that's what I think the worry is.
Team ground ball, by the way.
Yeah,
that wasn't
the one on Sunday.
That wasn't some spectacular play. Yet,
yeah, anyway. I don't think the concerns are unfounded, and I don't think they're unfair. I do think to a certain extent, sometimes people let it overshadow the fact that he's a good offensive player. But everyone came into this year thinking about one thing: this team has to win the World Series. And I think there's a better chance that his defense costs you a World Series than his offense wins you a World Series. The end of the day, I think.
That's a unique way to put that.
Like, don't you think that's more likely?
Nope.
No.
You don't think it's more likely?
No.
It's.
He's going to get four cracks at having an impact at the plate. How many shots he get over there during the game?
Might be four.
Yeah, it's probably about the same.
But he probably makes all four plays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know what? I'm just being honest about it because I don't dislike the guy. Like, there's plenty of players who have come through here that I'm neither here nor there, and I don't like watching them, and so on and so forth. Trey Turner's not one of those guys. Like, Trey Turner is a player who I enjoy watching by and large. But
it's hard to tell.
No. I haven't been hard on Trey.
Been hard on him. Okay. It's hard to tell how much you like him.
No, because today, like, I just think the fears that people have about him defensively are warranted. Because I think it only takes one bad defensive play in the playoffs to lose you a series.
But they're more obsessed with that than they are talking about what he does offensively.
But this is what happens when your team doesn't get... You could say that about any team that doesn't get over the hump. We say the same... Do you know what I mean? Like, as soon as
a
team...
obsessed over the thing they didn't do.
They didn't do. Right. That's all we... Instead of the things that they do do... And this is the position the Phillies are in right now. Like, they do not have the trust of everyone. They are the friend who didn't show up the morning they were supposed to. They're the girlfriend that cheated on you. I'm just telling you. Everybody put their faith in them the last couple of years, and they didn't come through. Mm-hmm. And now they look for the things that are going to prevent them from winning a World Series. And at this point, Trey's defense is one of those things that people worry about. And I think it's fair. I don't think it's unfair for people to worry about.
So here's where I come with that. It's fair to have that in the back of your mind. Here's what I would say. Coming off of 2 home runs and 3 hits last night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying to myself, hold on. Are we getting a power surge here from Trey?
Well, right? I hope he doesn't fall in love with that either, well, to be honest.
Well,
with you.
Do you want home runs or not?
Yeah, I want 18 home runs.
Oh, God, you got to have
hit number 300 and high OBP and all that stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's just like I'm starting.
So I'm saying coming off of last night, I'm more or less like, oh, he's starting to round the corner. He is rounded in the form. He's back to all-star. Trey is – are the home runs about to come? Because if he finishes, excuse me, with 21, 22, 23 home runs, we're happy with that.
Yeah, as long as hitting over 300 and the OBP is high and stuff like that.
Listen, we'll take 290 with a high OBP.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Thompson tasked him with 380, and he's doing pretty
– 380? Well,
what's his OBP now?
I think it's still like 370-ish, okay. 370-ish. All right.
Taking more pitches.
Yeah. Well, he's not striking out as much. We're not seeing the crazy chase stuff. He's actually doing what they asked him to do.
Yeah. Offensively, he's been great.
Give him credit for that.
Offensively, he's been great. Yeah.
I'm starting to see what the Jalen people are saying about focusing on the negatives. We're starting to focus too much on the negatives. When he needs to make the play defensively, he will.
Oh, right. He needed to make a play on Sunday, and he didn't.
Yeah, it was like when the, the shooter's like too wide open.
Yes.
In the NBA. Too long to think about it.
Oh, dude, you could have frozen the game at the ground ball was passing the mound, and you could have asked me what is going to happen when that ball gets to Trey Turner, and I would have bet $1 million he was going to boot it. I would have bet $1 million he was going to beat it. 215-592-9494. Do we make too big a deal out of Trey Turner's defense? Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
I think we definitely make too big a deal, especially, the way he's hitting. And I think he's once the season's over, he'll be the guy who we think he is.
And who is the guy that you think he is?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I think he's an all-star. He's a plus 300 batter. I think he's a good ball player, and he's what we need in the playoffs.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call, Gary. The faith that you have that I saw last year when they traded for Carlos Estevez, I saw him blowing a save in the playoffs that would cost, I saw it. Right. And I feel like I can see the Trey Turner error in a crucial situation in a Phillies playoff game. I can see it happening. And
now,
that's
the
concern.
Now, you want to tell me you don't believe he's going to get a big hit in a crucial situation? I could see that he's more likely to not get a big hit than he is to boot a ball. You know what? You know what's going to happen in October.
What?
He's going to boot a ball then.
Yes.
Yes. See, Spike speaks these things into existence.
I don't want it to happen. I'm sure it's going to happen.
Yes,
and you know what's going to happen? We're going to be at whatever stadium they're playing at, you know, wherever they are, and I'm going to look over at you with my beady dead eyes.
Are we going to be in New York again?
Oh, I hope not.
No, I don't want to go to New York.
No, I don't want to. Well,
can we get San Diego?
Yeah.
San Diego or
yes,
L.A.?
Yes,
or
don't
something.
Send us to Queens. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Your vision is terrifying. I get it. Yeah. And like, I don't want to paint this picture that I think he's J-Roll, because I don't think he's J-Roll. But I just think that we're letting it outshine what he does offensively overall.
215-592-9494. Q in Center City. You're on WIP. What's up, Q?
How you doing? Hey, listen, this is Spike, you down on Trey. You pessimistic on Trey.
No,
I mean, he got a World Series and he played the infield. So like it didn't stop him from winning a World Series.
You know what?
And we didn't.
I'm calling Q. If you could excuse me, I am calling absolute fraudulence on everyone calling this radio station. Absolute fraudulence. All of a sudden, everybody's the biggest Trey Turner fan on the planet because the guy hit two home runs last night. All I've heard anybody do for the year and a half that I've been here, the year and 2 months I've been here, is talk about moving Trey Turner to the outfield because he can't play shortstop and so on and so forth. And he hits two home runs one night, and all of a sudden everybody's forgotten about everything they say. He has had a great year offensively. He is a butcher at shortstop, and it is absolutely fair for people to be worried that this guy will butcher a ball in the playoffs. It's absolutely fair, and I understand why it overshadows what he does, because it gets to a certain point where nobody cares that Joel Embiid is averaging, you know, more points than minutes played. Nobody cares because of the negatives that we think about. Every negative that everyone has about this Phillies team that they're worried about, the going cold at the wrong time, the bullpen, all of those things are fair. And one of those things on that list is the defense, and that is headed by him. It's by Trey. It's Trey's defense at shortstop. It is Castellanos in right field. It's whoever the hell is playing center field at the moment. And those things can cost you in the playoffs. They don't cost you in the regular season. They'll cost you a game here and a game there. But a game here and a game there, when it's a 5-game series or a 7-game series, could mean the end of your season. I understand what people are afraid of. And for everyone today, just be like, no, it's actually not such a big deal. I just like, it seems fraudulent to me. It seems like I've lived here. I haven't taken one good Trey Turner call in the 13 months I've been on the air here.
Well, you missed some good Trey Turner calls.
I did. Missed around the standing ovation.
Yeah.
Well, again, he was hitting 350 and started an all-star game in shortstop.
I'll say this. Listen, maybe we're prisoners of the moment, but that's sort of what being fans is.
Well, yeah.
It's hard to be realistic and have a pessimistic outlook on things when the guy just hit two home runs
last
night.
It was absolutely great.
I mean, did he boot a ball last night?
He did not. He did 3 days ago, though.
And we killed him for it.
It was not like two years
Gilio
ago.
Gilio had him back out there in the outfield again,
it's just
which
like,
is a once-a-week thing.
He plays shortstop. You know, it's not like he plays left field or something. The guy plays shortstop. It's the most important defensive position on the field next to catcher, I would say.
I'm with you. When the ball is hit over there,
you're terrified.
I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Yes.
I admit that.
So, Q, I get it, man, but you're telling me that, like, this entire time you've been like, Trey Turner's fine.
So this is the thing. We signed him for his bet. So whenever we talked about his defense, it was crazy because his bet went cold on the same time. It wasn't like he was hitting great and he was like botching in the field. No, he was botching in the field. He wasn't hitting great. He's hitting great. He's doing exactly what he got signed for. And another thing, if you've been watching Trey Turner, you had to see he's getting better at shortstop. But I don't know if you really watch him, Spike, because you
that is a fair question.
Better at third base.
Wait, what's that?
You just poo-poo bomb whole improvement at third base. He's above average.
He's average.
He's above average, man.
You know, this is...
He's above average.
It's been too long since people watched above average at third base. They really have. Yeah, like, Pedro Feliz was above average at third base.
He was awesome over there.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal over there.
He was all right.
He was phenomenal.
Schmidt's city, we're saying that
Scott Rowland city.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
We're talking about Alec Bohm being above average. Well, he's like the definition of average at third base.
You're like below average.
Above average.
Yes, you're poo-pooing the whole progress. Trey has got better at a shortstop. He got better.
Yes.
100%.
He got better. He getting some balls that he didn't used to get to. Like, he's getting better at shortstop. Put that with his bat, we're doing well. Like,
all right.
I don't think you like Trey. I'm sorry.
Oh, now this is...
That's right. That's right, Q.
This is absolutely unfair. I just I got a tweet here. Who's better at defensively, shortstop, Lindor or Turner? Turner has a better fielding percentage and fewer errors.
Well, yeah,
what do you
got to
say about that? What do you got to say about that?
All that tells you is that you shouldn't look at fielding percentage and errors when you're looking at judging.
What about DRS?
Player.
You want to break down the
no,
DRS? What about
I don't.
OAA? Outs above average.
I don't.
What?
All I need to watch is when I watch Lindor, I'm like, that guy is making his team better.
He's great. He's a great, 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 great player.
Yeah.
He's going to start shortstop at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
But Trey Turner's the best shortstop we've had here, maybe of all time.
Oh, could you stop it?
Oh, stop it.
See, that's where you went too far, yeah. Well, what?
Do you think he's better than Jimmy Rollins?
Well, he's offensively better than J-Roll, 100%.
So total package, you 100%? Think he's better than
J-Roll? Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You think he's better than Jimmy Rollins?
You think Trey Turner's a better shortstop than Jimmy Rollins? Are you nuts?
Defensively, absolutely not. Offensively, yeah.
So total package.
J-Roll hits for better average.
Yes.
Right? Power's about the same.
Yeah.
Stolen bases, about the same.
Yeah. But also J-Roll, I mean, we like, 07 was great.
Yeah.
And then he was not the same player 08 through
07. Where's Trey Turner been 07?
Yeah, Turner's not had one full good year here since he's been here.
Last year, he was good. He made the All-Star game. He started
a good half a year.
For 80 games, he was good.
Jack.
don't disrespect.
Better offensive shortstop.
Don't disrespect J-Roll.
So if you had to have one player for 1 year, who would you have? Peak J-Roll or peak Trey Turner?
Peak J-Roll, because peak J-Roll is 07.
Okay.
But it shows how underrated Trey Turner's been.
You're out of your mind. I might team up with the morning show after that. All right, 215-592-9494. Do we make too big a deal out of Trey Turner's defense? Coming up next, we've been promised a statement from Jack Fritz regarding what the morning show did today. I don't listen, so I don't know what the morning show did, but I am told.
Well, I listen painfully.
Yeah, and the camera crushed Fritz.
I wanted to call in bad.
It was bad?
But I felt like some of it was valid.
Jack, are we going to be able to, we can play some of the DeCamera stuff next?
Yeah, I got like a minute and a half of him.
Okay.
Yeah, laying it on thick.
All right, and your statement is coming up next.
Yeah, yeah. All excited right. for this. Excited for this.
All right, you better man up, dude.
But don't you worry about it.
Okay.
No, I'm about to.
The show is in.
No, I know. Yeah. I know.
Okay, all right.
I know.
Get us back on the right track,
no,
man.
No, I am.
All right.
I am.
All right.
I will. All right.
All right. 215-592-9494.
J-Roll, no seasons with an OPS over 800. After 2007, by the way. And that was his peak of his power. We're talking about 32-year-old Trey Turner.
All-time hit king.
Okay. So leading the National League in hits in 2025.
So you think Trey Turner's a better shortstop than J-Roll?
Yeah. Well, I mean, overall.
Let's put that out there.
All right.
Yeah, it's 215.
Yeah, 215-592-9494.
You want some negative Trey Turner calls?
Yeah, there
that'll
you
be
go.
Your negative Trey Turner calls.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Larry Anderson joins us at 3 o'clock. L.A. undefeated. It feels undefeated the night before L.A. appears on our show
yeah,
so far
ridiculous.
This season. Yeah,
pretty good.
Because for 4 years
there. I was
going
to say, yeah, we've had some bad years.
Every Tuesday, and he'd come on, and he'd be down, you know?
Maybe things are different.
Yeah, things are changing.
Maybe things are changing.
Trey's a great defensive shortstop.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's turning around. I haven't been paying
enough attention. Yeah, he's actually good at it now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a little too far.
Little much.
You got to also talk about the plays that he doesn't make. I know he hasn't made an error, but he also struggles at getting to baseball.
Yes. All right. Let me paint the picture here for you and the setup for this, because this is interesting. I haven't heard this audio. I actually don't know Jack's statement. So we have this whole thing happening on WIP where Joe DeCamera has challenged Jack Fritz to an athletic competition. And this has been put off for weeks and weeks and weeks for God knows what reason, but it looks like this is actually going to happen. And Jack announced on the show yesterday that one of the athletic challenges, which was him pitching to Joe DeCamera. You may have heard us talking about this. It was 10 at-bats. Is that what it was going to be?
Yeah.
It was going to be 10 at-bats. Is that Jack said on the top 5 at 5 yesterday that he was not going to do the pitching because he threw a football 10 times the other day to his son, and his son, who was 2, didn't catch the football. It's completely not related, but Jack's arm hurt real bad.
Fetch. I wasn't throwing it at my 2-year-old son.
Playing fetch.
Yeah, which Hugh seemed to be, he's still stuck on that.
Yes.
He's been stuck on it for about an hour and a half.
So Jack said his arm hurts so bad, he doesn't want to hurt his arm, and he doesn't want to hurt the rest of his life, so he's not pitching. So then, and I knew this was going to happen, the morning show today, which I have not heard this yet, the morning show today, it seems like, went in on Jack pretty hard. Here is a little snippet of what Joe DeCamera had to say.
And here's the deal, Ben, and I said it very clearly from the beginning. I'm going to win this. He is soft.
100%.
There's a soft underbelly to his body and his personality.
Too.
He is soft. But he's not the competitor. I told you guys from the beginning, I will win this thing for two main reasons. One, I'm a better athlete. Two, I'm more determined.
Both
Period.
Are wrong. Okay. You are not.
No, he's definitely more determined. I think that is absolutely true.
There's no question about
there
that.
Is, yeah. He's no not question. A better athlete, but
you
he is more determined.
You cannot say you're a better athlete than a guy who went and played baseball in college. Yeah,
and backed out yesterday. John, you're coming from left field
you're
right now, John.
Tougher,
this
yeah.
is weak by him. Look, obviously I'll take all the praise by the audience for it's not 1-0, but it's like it's 1-0. Like it's like I already am up because this guy is so lame. And James, James, I told you privately and said publicly, right here on the radio, lame-o, and I was going to whip his ass. You know I said that.
I have never doubted myself.
You know
you haven't.
I've never doubted myself.
I agree.
You know you
You've
have
never
not
doubted yourself.
Won anything.
Yeah. Except for this reality.
Richie putting up the good fight.
I've won at life to this point more than him athletically, and I expect to prove that again in the coming weeks and months.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
God, what was that?
God. All right, before we get to Jack's statement, and that's the first time I've heard this, I would like to say I know Joe DeCamera pretty well, and I know when Joe's like doing a bit, not doing a bit. Joe sounds very serious.
Yep.
The tone in Joe's voice, calling you a quitter and soft, I take offense to that as he's coming at the show.
Yes.
So we look to you, Jack. And I, when you revealed yesterday that you weren't going to pitch, my first instinct was like, let's just call this whole thing off. These two guys are not in shape anymore.
Well, sure, yeah, enough of that.
Though. Okay. So, Jack, your statement.
Yeah. So, all right. This has been actually like the most annoying 24 hours of my life. I've been lashing out at Spike. I've been lashing out in the meetings. Frankly, I've been down. My name has been dragged through the mud. I am a father of two, a leader of a household, you know, a backbone of, I think, this radio station and the single most trustworthy Phillies voice in the city. And because of all that, like, I will rip my bicep off the bone if it means I'm going to ruin that little twerp. Like, I'm throwing.
Oh!
Like,
anymore.
And guess what? First pitch up and in. I'm gonna stuff this little runt in a locker like he should have been done his entire life. I am so sick and freaking tired of this absolute dork non-athlete. He can't even walk without hurting himself.
Yes.
He has a weak golf swing. I've seen it. It's actually, he looks sickly when he swings a golf club. It's disgusting. He's basically a see-through human being. His haircut's horrible.
Yes. He's bad haircut.
Like, Ike has better hair than Joe DeCamera.
Going astray, but that's okay. You're on the road.
Like,
go
all
ahead.
I have is Richie in my corner, which actually makes me want to fight the camera more. Like, I'll rip it off the bone. I don't care. I'll go to rehab. I don't care. Like, whatever.
No, you can't miss work, though.
Well, I know. I won't miss work. I'll go in the morning. I'll lose thousands of dollars. Whatever.
Like, all right.
At this point, it's all worth it. First pitch is going to be up and in. I'm going to dominate that guy.
I'm over it.
I'm not getting my name drug through the mud anymore.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't like being called soft. I just, like, I can't do it. At some point, your manhood, guys, we got to get challenged. It got challenged. And guess what? I know I'm more of a man than Joe DeCamera, who has no responsibility at 47 whatever years old. I got two kids. I, like, talk about he's accomplished more in life. Doing what? You live by yourself in the freaking
one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, what a loser. What are you, in high school? Like, he literally acts like and eats like he's in high school. He looks like he's 4 months pregnant. I can't wait to dominate this little MF-er.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, official Fritzy. Statement. Official statement.
Wow. There you go.
I'm going to start throwing again. Whatever. Rip off the bone. Don't care.
Man.
Yes.
It's good to see you. You got a little pair there. You got a little undercarriage there, man. I like it.
Oh, I like that.
Never lost in the high school playoffs.
That? Yeah.
Yeah, we need Broads in here for the undercarriage talk.
That's awesome, brother.
Oh, listen, my God.
I'll tell you what. I'm a little surprised that you did a turnabout, but I'm happy.
Yes.
I can't
sit here and like just be lambasted with softness. Yeah, that's not me.
I got to be honest with you. Big bro, you know, it's like when you got a lot of faith in your little bro and he lets you down at the park where he didn't even try. And I'm like, God. Dog it. I thought he was ready. I know. But you proved me wrong.
And
you're
I was looking Ike in the eyes. And I could see he doesn't want to defend this.
Yeah.
Like, we have a standard on this show. I know Spike looks soft. He's not soft.
There we go.
Even though he's a Disney adult. And you look at me, you might think soft. There's some aspects. I could totally appreciate it. But, like, we're also, I think, man-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's men.
I like it.
It's men.
This is.
Thank you.
Can I say,
listen, we go down swinging.
Yes.
I don't care what it looks like,
and
but
guess
we
what?
Go down swinging.
And if I'm on the mound and it rips, I don't need any comments.
Okay, No.
Yeah, no big softy, you couldn't make it through. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through. I don't care at this point.
You're the BG of the afternoon show
right there. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love this.
Thank you.
Jack Fritz, this is a moment for you in your life. You might just think this is a radio bit moment.
It's actually not a bit at all.
This is a life moment.
Thank you.
This is huge.
This actually jumped the shark from radio bit to serious. I'm letting everyone know. We're not joking around anymore.
And you're right about the pregnant thing. He does, like, a little bit look like he might be pregnant.
Well, in the moment you let that M thing out.
Yeah.
Let's not do that again.
But
like I said, you were cooking.
I'll tweet that photo out, too. Don't let me tweet the photo out of him looking pregnant.
And I'll
say. No, we need to tweet that photo out. Yes. Listen, they've started war.
This is war.
This is war. Yes.
And I, like, at this point, I also want to, for everyone listening to the show to know that, like, you can listen to all the shows, whatever, but you have to decide which side you're on. Are you with us or against us? And Jack has done something there that has earned with us. I didn't know what I was going to do coming into the show today.
Yeah.
You know, you were the same way. It's like, you know, it's our guy, but also it's kind of soft.
Quite frankly, I felt embarrassed this morning.
Yeah. Well,
I had all type of emotions. I was angry. I said I wanted to call in, but I didn't.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's his battle to have, so I didn't want to make it worse by calling up to defend him and
saying, like, you're fighting his battles.
Yeah, like I need to take up for him. So I had to resist that urge of protecting you.
Yep.
And then I wasn't sure how we were going to handle it today, and then I'm looking at you, and you got this, like, this baby. You ever seen Shrek?
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, Puss in Boots?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. And he has that look where the eyes and he's trying to, you had that kind of look.
Listen, we can address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
No one likes Sad Jack.
No.
Yeah. You know, Spike and I had to have an extra meeting.
Yep. About Sad Jack.
Yes. No one likes Sad Jack. I don't like Sad Jack, but I am who I am.
Yeah. This is a moment.
I respect
take down respect that little, this. You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah. That's my guy in there.
You walked the line earlier today. We don't need anymore.
I might throw tomorrow.
Yes.
You start throwing tomorrow? Going to throw over the weekend?
Dude, he's going to come in one of those casts where it's like it's held up like this after.
Nope.
All right.
I'll remember everything that I had to learn back in the day and bring it all back out.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great moment. What a great moment.
All right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. What a great moment that was. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here is the question. Is Trey Turner underappreciated, yes or no? What do you think the poll results are?
Well, it should say yes.
What do you think?
I'll say yes slightly. Let's go with 63%.
52% say yes.
Oh, only 50, so 50-50.
Yeah, very close to 50-50.
A lot of people aren't letting the the $300 million in the errors go.
Well, I mean, there is
basically saying that the criticism is warranted.
Yes.
That's been there.
I think I'm trying to find the right comparison because I don't want to be insulting to him, but it does feel a little Tobias-y to a certain point where he can be a good player, but they see this number and what they want from that number and it doesn't quite add up.
Yeah.
You know, there's that.
He's giving you a little more than Tobias.
Yes, I agree. He's a better player than Tobias. Yeah. That's why there's not like a perfect comp. And I think the other reason that I think there's three things going against him in this, which is what keeps it 50-50. One is the price tag. The second thing is not his fault directly, but it is the failure in the playoffs last year.
Yep.
And then I think the other thing going against him is he has not had one full really good year for the Phillies.
He doesn't have a moment either. His biggest moment here is the standing ovation.
Right. Yes. And that's not the moment. It's
the
a great moment,
really
but it's not the moment. He's even a little embarrassed by that moment.
Yes.
So they bring it up anymore.
Yes. Yeah. So like, you know, he has a good last couple of months, his first season here. He has a good first half last year. And this year he's had a first good 6 weeks. But I don't think people have a bunch of great years from Trey where they can feel confident that this production will stay.
Well, and they think the numbers are empty. I think, like, you know, 295 last year, obviously it's propped up because he was hitting 350 heading into the All-Star break and like 330 a little bit after that, and then really went into the tank in September. I think this year it looks different. At least if we're talking about offensively. Defensively, I think we'd agree, you know, he's made some improvements. He's not fooling anyone that he's a stud shortstop. But offensively, like, he's not chasing as much.
I agree, looks different offensively.
He's not chasing as much. He's not just hitting, you know, singles anymore.
No.
And, you know, I think the one thing that's been nice is like the strikeouts don't look egregious.
No,
you know,
and it's not that one-handed, you know, eyes closed, you know, flail that at a ball out of the zone that we would see last year. Yeah, I think I agree with all that. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after Ike.
Hey, I want to tell you about my friend Jim from Mark's Jewelers. Now, you've heard me talk about Jim and the team over at Mark's for years. Now, did you know Jim is a diamond nerd? That's right, a diamond nerd. It's true. Jim hunts the world for diamonds that he's so proud to sell, diamonds that will set him apart. And that's because before ever visiting Mark's Jewelers stores in Montgomeryville, PA and Mount Laurel, New Jersey, Jim has purchased your diamond and put it in his inventory. Mark's Jewelers, for diamonds that will make you proud. Start your journey at Mark's Jewelers. I mean, Mark's-Jewelers.com.
215-592-9494. Seamus in Drexel Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Seamus?
Afternoon show. It is such a pleasure to talk to all of you. By the way, future WIP employee, Seamus Doyle, by the way. You know, we'll figure that out later. But Spike Eskin, let me tell you something.
Yes.
I haven't agreed with you more, and I'm one of these people that, not that you guys care, but I'm one of these people that don't call. I just listen. And I listen to you guys every day.
I love it. Thank you.
Look, Spike Eskin, you haven't been more right about a topic outside of the Sixers in a long time, all right? Trey Turner, you can give me, oh, yeah, he's hitting great. Oh, yeah, the batting average is here. The swings don't look as bad as they did. Bottom line is, one boot in a playoff series cost you the series. And Trey Turner has not given me the confidence whatsoever, or anyone in the Delaware Valley, whatsoever the confidence to trust him over there at shortstop. So I think they need to make an organizational decision to, you know, flip Stott and Turner. Not that it's going to happen, but that's just my opinion on what makes the team better.
I disagree with the last part. I think if you move Stott out of second base, you're weakening yourself at one position to help another position. I think the end of the day, I would like Stott to stay at second base. But overall, I agree with you that the one boot in the playoffs will, I mean, like, he, everybody individually has to pay for the sins of last year. And it's not like a big error from him cost them in the playoffs last year, but like, that is his weakness. His weakness is defense, and that will be what gets highlighted until we get through the playoffs without it happening. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you.
I absolutely agree with you as well, Spike. But one more thing I do want to pose to you is that we did make it to Game 6 of the World Series against the Astros with Bryson Stott playing at shortstop. That's my only argument.
Yeah, but also, I mean, people say they don't want Reese back. Reese is at first base. Schwarber is in left field. I mean, it's not like they did, but also, is that sustainable?
Yeah. We don't know how they did that year. They did. They got there, though.
And Bohm was at third base. And Marsh is in center field. Whoever he's not a great. And Cassie was in right field. They might have been the worst defense team of all time.
You know, the one of the worst things that I know I wasn't here for it. I know it was a magical run. But on some level, this team getting to that point that year was almost like, I don't really mean it's the worst thing to happen to them, but I do think it's sort of like blurred perspective as their progress, right?
Yeah.
Like that was a lucky run, not lucky, but it was a
magical lightning in a bottle type of year.
It was a lightning in a bottle type year that they've been. I think they're a better baseball team today. They're a better baseball team last year than they were that.
We haven't gotten that moment yet.
And just because it worked then doesn't mean it's going to work now.
Yeah. I, by the way, Bryson Stott would be a capable shortstop, absolutely. But then what are you doing with, I don't want to put Trey Turner at second, you know? And thank you for the call, Seamus. I appreciate it. And future WIP employee, Seamus, as you said.
Calling your shot.
Yeah. Well, dude, DeCamera did that.
Yeah, DeCamera.
Yeah, I of course do not respect him in the least, but he did call a shot. What was that, after high school? I think he sent Big B that letter. Joe DeCamera sent Big B a letter saying he was going to be the biggest thing on WIP.
I've heard him read it.
He still has not reached that height yet. Maybe at one point he will. Hasn't gotten there, but he's still aiming for it.
Still pretty big, though.
Well, yeah. Whatever, I made him.
Well, yeah.
He'd still host a night somewhere if it wasn't for me. You know, come on. Let's be honest. You know, I'll always have that over him.
Gloves are off.
Yeah, and then once Fritz obliterates him, the guy's going to have nothing left.
Well, just go ahead and hold it over the whole morning show.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to have to... We don't have the terms of this yet.
Mm-hmm.
The terms of if this one wins, what we get, that one wins.
What's at stake here?
Yeah, I would love... I've said this before... I want the morning show to add Jack Fritz to the name of their show.
That'd be amazing.
I want it to be the WIP morning show with Jack Fritz.
Well, then what would we have to do?
What's that?
What would we have to do if he lost?
Oh, well, that's on him. I don't know. I don't care. But
first off, won't happen. So,
yeah.
Right, okay.
That's never going to...
Hey, listen, I love confident Jack back, so I'm with you.
Yeah. It's just enough. It's like one of these non-athletic people start calling you something that it's actually insulting.
Him calling you that is very
insulting.
It's like,
dude, you didn't make one varsity team. You didn't make a JV team. You didn't play a sport in high school. He got cut from everything he's ever been a part of.
At least I was on JV.
Remember the one time he called me a backup?
Yeah, how'd that go for him?
That didn't end well.
And he called Hugh. He didn't think Hugh was an all-time Eagles great.
Yeah, he called you a backup?
Yeah.
Was that a pregame show?
Did he run after that?
No, that was he was doing one of his bits on the morning show.
Oh.
He was doing one of his things. He's doing one of his things. And I'm like, hold on. He might have been in the midday show during this time. Was he in the morning show or midday?
I think it was mornings.
Was he any moved to the morning yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's feeling himself.
Yeah.
Which I think he does most nights.
Good,
yeah. Coming up next.
Just whacking that thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he does live alone.
He
does take baths.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's
in
that tub.
For as long as he's in there, too.
He's probably with Amy, what, one or two nights a week? The other five nights is the internet and Joe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But doesn't he have to, he's got that big belly. Well, all right, whatever. Yeah, okay. Coming up next, Larry Anderson joins us. We are undefeated this year on Tuesday nights with Larry Anderson joining us on Wednesday, and we have kept the streak alive last night. I do want to talk to L.A. about, I know it's a few days ago, about Lizardo being left in for all 12 runs. I think he'll have an interesting perspective on that. And what he saw out of Mick Abel, because we will see Mick Abel again tonight as he got officially, we knew this would happen, got officially called up, and Zach Wheeler put on paternity leave officially. So that's why we see Mick Abel. So 215-592-9494, LA joins us next. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.